In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and direct all our actions by their holy inspiration, carried by their gracious assistance, so that every prayer and work of ours may begin from the end by the behalf and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Mother of divine grace, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
So this morning, I want to talk about something a little bit more specific, and that has to do with the three stages, the first three stages of our protocol. A bit of backstory will help us to why we actually developed it. So in 2015, we started keeping statistics, and basically we found out that then that 1 year we had a little more than 600 people contact us for help. Then, out of that 600, the priests, we had to vet all of those. And that meant that the average priest was spending on average 20 to 30 hours a week just listening to people's stories, finding out whether there was something viable, just going to this, plus answering emails, etc. So, out of that 600, only three were possessed, so it's 0.5%, which is the general statistic of the people that seek your help. But out of that 600, there was probably close to a third to a half who didn't even need to see us. They were just contacting us because they needed basic spiritual advice. And that's really where the phase zero is all about. Then you'd have a certain amount of the people who it looked like there was something there, and so you would start praying with them, and then maybe they had diabolic obsession or oppression or what have you, but they weren't possessed. And that was a large segment of it. And so one of the first things we needed to do is, because of the sheer load, we needed to figure out how we're going to do this more efficiently. Second, how are you going to do this initial vetting and get it down to the people that actually need to see a priest? Because not everybody who is diabolically obsessed or possessed, or sorry, obsessed or oppressed needs to see a priest. And so, because a lot of times those can kind of get cleared up on their own, it might take a little bit more time, et cetera, but at least they can get cleared up on their own. And then, to top it off, of the people that were possessed, so over the course of my work as an exorcist, there is a very consistent pattern. If you follow the Roman model, which is listen to the story, and if it sounds reasonable, you pray with them. The difficulty with that is that almost always the percentage of people that once they find out they're possessed just drop out, they don't even bother. So that's a third of the people. So you've gone through all this vetting process, you've been praying with them for a little while, this thing gets to the surface, they find out they're possessed, and they just bail because it's just too painful and too difficult. Then, out of that other two-thirds, half of those people, once you got into the sessions and they started getting really difficult, they would just bail. And so basically, you're only left with about a third of the people who actually would go the distance. And so when we were moving to Denver, I was talking to Kyle about developing a program where we can begin an initial pre-vetting, and as I mentioned, loading the cart before the horse. We wanted to make sure that we didn't get people cleaned up and then they had all these other issues. So let's just get this all straightened out in the beginning phases so that when they're done, they're good to go. And this, from that arose out the development. Kyle developed it with my guidance. We developed this four-stage protocol. The fourth stage, of course, is working with the exorcist because there's been a preternatural sign and it's been remanded to the exorcist. The first phase of the protocol was to address specific Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.